Hey guys, it's Tuesday and we are finishing up Romans in the 16th chapter here. Romans ends up somewhat, I guess, anticlimactic as Paul spends most of this last chapter with personal greetings and final words, as we would probably do with letters that we write. He talks about certain Romans, names them by names of people to greet. I counted 28 individual people that he said to make sure and say hi to. And that doesn't include their families, but he spends a great part of the first part of this chapter calling out names of people to greet. And then he gives a very short warning. He one more time, he puts in a warning to avoid people who are going to cause division in the church, which is cool. And that's in verse 20. And then he gives what we would kind of what I would consider like the ending credits, like when you watch a movie, the ending credits. He's saying, you know, I'm going to send greetings from these people. So he starts out the chapter saying, say hi to these people. And he ends it by saying, these are the people here with me who we want to make sure and say, they send their greetings from. So he mentions Timothy, his protege, which I know you know the book 1st and 2nd Timothy, and some of his other Jewish friends. And then we even get the opportunity to see Tertius, who mentions that he's the one that wrote down all of this letter to the Romans, because Paul had dictated to him. So he was the scribe that wrote this all down for him. So he even gets a little credit here at the end. And then Paul ends the letter giving glory to God, as he does in almost every letter that he wrote. So this is not reading that you're going to get a whole lot of spiritual guidance from. But it is something that's important to read here as we see how he ends his letter to the Romans. Now, tomorrow we will be heading back to a book that we haven't been in since the end of June. We're heading back to the book of Acts. And so I look forward to getting back in there with you tomorrow, and can't wait to record that and go through the book of Acts with you some more. Have a great day.